few dozen teachers gathered outside of Desert Ridge High School in Mesa to wave signs and bring attention to the effort for more teacher pay. This comes as teachers are sharing on social media the problems they face in their classrooms beyond just their salary. For example, collapsing desks and worn textbooks. Desert Ridge English teacher Marco Dominguez says the students suffer because the teachers are not happy in their careers because of problems like these.
These kids, I'm like, we see them every day. They try their hardest. They put in a lot of effort. And every year I've been here, I see teachers leave. And I see kids come in crying that their favorite teacher is going to another school, going to another district, leaving the profession all in all.
The grassroots movement started by Arizona Educators United is organizing a statewide walk-in next Wednesday. Casey Kuhn, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Every Wednesday now has been declared a day of solidarity among teachers in the Red for Ed movement. The effort sweeping the valley, and today educators from dozens of districts walked in, not out of their schools. And from KJZZ's education desk, Casey Kuhn was out this morning with them and joins us now. Hi, Casey.
Good morning.
So, where were you this morning and what did you see?
Well, I got a reminder bright and early that I would never be able to be a teacher because that schedule is not for me. But I headed out there to Desert Ridge High School, which is part of the Gilbert District, but isn't that far from Apache Junction. And there were about two dozen teachers there and staff outside the school on the corner of the road waving their signs and chanting. And here's kind of a little of what that sounded like. So you can hear that there were a lot of honking cars, there were a lot of thumbs up from drivers, and even one student who leaned out of her car to ask her teacher if she wanted coffee. So they all walked in together, locking arms, and it was very positive and supportive.
So the movement all began mostly, at least, on social media by the group Arizona Educators United. Was that how this particular group got mobilized, and who led that charge?
Right, that's exactly how they mobilized on social media. And the organizer of this relatively small, because it's a relatively small school, rally, his name was Ajay Patel. He's the school's orchestra director. I spoke to him yesterday, actually, just to see what he thought the crowd might look like or how many people might come out. He said he knew of about 10 teachers that were ready to go out and thought that there might be some faculty who still were just kind of a little unsure of the whole thing. But he says the turnout today was great.
I mean, all the teachers here are passionate about what we're doing. We understand the need the community does. So it's really just a matter of getting enough visible action so that we can get a good gauge as far as what we can do in the future and that we are unified.
And a lot of the other teachers there that I talked to said the same thing, that it was just finally time to take a stand and speak out about the problems that they've seen as far as public funding and money goes.
And speaking of money, the group organizing this is demanding a 20% raise across the board, more school funding. What money woes were the teachers you met today talking about?
So this movement is something that we are seeing across America. Teachers in Oklahoma and Kentucky walked out of their schools this week. And not they didn't walk in, they walked out. That shut down the classrooms, essentially. So now some teachers are sharing on social media the poor quality of their textbooks. They're falling apart. And honestly, they're not unlike the unfortunate textbooks I had back when I was in public high school back in Ohio. So on the Arizona Educators United Facebook page, they're doing the same thing. They're showing the poor quality of the classroom itself, duct-taped floors, a collapsed desk, spiders in the walls, pretty icky stuff. But one of the teachers at Desert Ridge, who was also the librarian there, which actually is a rarity because usually schools don't have money to afford librarians, she said there that her principal has actually been really helpful to get her the books that she needs. But she did say that the standard set by the state is supposed to be a minimum of 10 books per student, but she's only got 5.
Okay, so this is a continuation of the rally we saw a week ago at the Capitol. Thousands of teachers came in red to support the demands of a teacher pay raise. So what is next for this movement?
So like we saw today, teachers are still going to keep doing walk-ins, but not strikes so far at least. We're also seeing a lot of support from businesses. They put Red for Ed signs in their windows or hold fundraisers. And next Wednesday is going to be the big statewide walk-in. So everybody's going to be looking at that to see how many teachers are joining this collective effort. And that might be an indicator of just how many teachers could end up striking if need be to get their demands met.
Casey Kuhn from KJZZ's Education Desk, thank you.
My pleasure.